Learning is the most important thing, and I meant to learn with the previous arrangement I was, and we didn't start learning straight away, and then what happened?
No learning.
We just worked, which was great. So they said, I said, tomorrow, by tomorrow.
Learn first.
It's the same now. I want to schmooze with you a million times more than I want to learn.
You hold hands still.
And I want to hold hands. But I also know that learning is Ratzon Hashem, and that's what we need to do, because other sad news is, for now, Zevi has put our chavrusa on hold because he just has working and scheduling things. So I'm working myself not to take it personally, but it does break my heart to not have him sitting here with me learning. Zevi, you know, we used to sit and learn, look at tomorrow, and he used to come. He's got more work stuff, thank God, which is a blessing for him.
And for me.
But my loss is that I don't have him sitting here.
I may have to step up my game.
I think so, because now if he's gone weekly for this spot, it's my weekly Tuesday spot, if he's not here, then I'd like to go ahead with you. We'll be learning the kit tomorrow on
weekly Tuesday.
You would try. And I showed you the metal thing for my son, so we have in mind Bokhtar Ben Masha, because he's now back in duty and he's doing the border over there. It's a big thing.
Good.
And
protect him.
Amen. And we should also have in mind the name. I'm just going to get it from that you sent me. Talia Michal Batia Sara. Have in mind. Shavuot Shalom. Okay. So everyone should be healthy and well and have Shmira. We're learning the Kitamaran, Torah Dalid. We're right at the end of this Torah. It got pretty, high, honestly. We're going to go all the way to the end of the Torah. Of Torah Dalet before we start a new Torah. Yeah, right at the end, yes, Torah Dalet, and we're going to go all the way. It's quite a long Torah, so we're jumping over all this Gemara stuff. We did this the other day, it was very difficult, and we came out with some very deep concepts. Taking the Agadot of the Gemara and explaining very deep Panemius concepts. In the way that only Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga can do. So this is where we are now. We're at 11. We're part of the Torah. It's number 11.
To look for.
Zeh perish anochi Hashem alakecha. Okay. Yeah, perish. Very good. Okay, we're holding. I haven't done this before, so you're going to help me with. But this is a joint effort. Okay. I've been learning this Torah, but I haven't done this actual shtickle that we're learning now. I'm just opening up also on the Hebrew as well, because I want to have the Hebrew. I don't want to just jump to the English. Zeh perish anochi Hashem alakecha. So kutim aron, Torah dalet, number 11. Zeh perish anochi, right at the end. Perish anochi Hashem alakecha. Perish hein, Hashem hein alakecha tavin. Shekol zos anochi. So what does it mean to explain that this pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first of the Esa Dibros, and it's the real penimius of Am Yisrael, that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. V'chulei perish hein Hashem hein Elokecha tavin shekol zos Anochi. What does that mean? Perish, yeah, tavin shekol hadav miyasiaches achdus oshak Hashem. This is connected to the concept of unification of Hashem. Avaya hu alakim echad hu bilvad. So this idea of Hashem hu alakim, which is we say on Yom Kippur, is making a yichud between Hashem, which is Hashem of Rachmim and Chesed, with the Hashem of Din, the name of judgment, bringing the kindness and the judgment together to bring us the ultimate unity, that everything really is one. Whether you have it good, whether you have it difficult, it's all one. That's the true Emunah Shlema. The Yichud Shalom is to bring together the Chesed and the kindness and the judgment, and making it and realize that Hashem Elokim is all one, and that's the first pasuk in the letters of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Very deep concept. Just to concentrate that deep concept just in the first of the Esa Dibros is a very powerful Chiddush. I've never seen anyone say this before. Shekol Zos Anochi. And all this Anochi Hainush Kaim Ba Hashem Halal Dava, Balakima Halal Dava. And we had a pasuk before as well. Yeah, the Anochi is established. Hashem with the name, remember, Hashem is the name of Rachamim, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Halal Dava, we're gonna praise with it. Balakim Halal Dava. Hainu Kuhulu Tov Ametiv Kanal. Everything is what? Is good and will be good. This is a very big point in Emuna. You see that? You're praising Hashem, Shem Rachamim. You're praising Hashem, Shem Din. Praising Hashem in the good times, praising Hashem in the difficult times. This is HaTovah Meitiv. It is good and it will be good. This is the ultimate tikkun of what Mashiach is going to bring us to a state where we're only going to see good in everything. We're not going to say this, even though all these difficult challenges we see with people with health and this and that, somehow we're going to see the good in everything. Hashem never does anything exclusively not good. Everything has some good, something good comes out of it. It's all. Even the judgment is purifying, it's cleansing, it's building a new future, a new opportunity, even if it's breaking something. It's like one of the things that you have to understand, there's a Simson before there's a Shefa. There's a Sfiras HaKelim before we can get to the fixing of the Kelim. There has to be this process, and ultimately we'll get to a level where we'll see how it's all good, constantly. As Rav Oresh, he has a famous statement, Hashem loves me, Amuna is, Hashem loves me, Hashem is good, and it's only going to get better and better. Yeah, this is an important concept. So to live that way, sometimes we have to constantly daven on it. To become that, that's what Rabbi Boris is saying, by constantly saying it and believing it. Remember I gave you those magnets, what it says on it, on your fridge. Amuna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Let's say again.
Hashem loves me, Hashem it does good for me, and it was going to get better and better. I gave you the magnets, on your fridge, I think. Ki kol golos nikraim Hashem golos Mitzrayim. All the exile we ever went through is on the name of Golos Mitzrayim, the shorish of all, the root of all. Remember, Rami Nachman's very into getting to the root level. So he's taking us to the root. The root is Golos Mitzrayim. Yeah? B'nei Shehem Mitzrayim Yisrael. Bless you. Because this is the Mitzrayim Yisrael. This is the restrictions to Yisrael. Yeah? Because what did Hashem, how did the pasuk begin? Hashem Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's Hashem Hu Elokim. And then what did he do? He took us out of Mitzrayim. Asher says, Sikha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim is the Mitzrayim, the restrictions. You ever felt that? Like you got restrictions, like the tax people, the, you know, all the things you have to do on a daily grind. It's like Mitzrayim, it's restrictions, mm-hmm. Yeah? In your business, you want to just get stuff done, and there's bureaucracy, you got to do this, you got to do that. Eventually you get it done, but it's a whole bunch of stages.
Well, there's also, I'm sure, spiritual restrictions.
Oh, exactly. I was just bringing physical ones, but definitely there are. And the spiritual ones would be like with Kedusha and Tahara, and you're feeling overwhelmed by the lack of it out there, and you have to protect yourself, v'chulu. Yeah, Pnei Shehem, Meitzarim, Yisrael. These are the restrictions to Yisrael. So it says Rabbi Nachman, yeah, that you are able through the Tzaddik to nullify this kingship and dominion of the Goyim, of the nations. The ones who, we don't just mean Stam Goyim, we mean people who are not serving Hashem, yeah? Like, you're not the righteous of the nations. Ki Aidei Zeh, Ola B'tochem Malchus to Kedusha. We need to elevate from amongst them the Malchus of holiness, the kingship of holiness. That's why we've been learning this whole Torah Dalet. You're jumping at the end. But the idea that we're able to draw out the Kedusha from within the exile, from within the kingship and the dominion of the nations. For example, America, they have some sort of dominance. You can't just do what you want. Yeah, you have to make sure your passport's up to date. You have to make sure you pay your taxes. There's rules. The point is, you're building this beautiful empire to then do charity, to learn, to daven, to have a good hinuch, to build a Jewish home, to have Shabbos, Shabbat. Yeah, all these things bring everything back to Kedusha. That's what we're here to try and do. Mebeis Avadim. That's the next part of the pasuk from the Esa Dibras. Hashem, I am Hashem, it took you out of God, I am Hashem, your Lord, it took you out of Mitzrayim, mibeis avadim, from the house of slavery, that's the rest of the pasuk. Zeh remez al bitul hamidus, ras shal abes sodus. I mean, this is a big part of this whole Torah, and we're going to do a little summary here. This is a hint on the nullification of the bad midas of the four yesodus, of this creation, yeah? Amuchanim b'shem avadim. And these are muchanim, are prepared in the name of Avadim. Ki kol arba yisodes heim v'tachas hagargo hayarech. And these four Yesodas, foundations, are underneath the Galgal. You know what Galgal is? Translated, I think it's constellation of the moon, or like the journey of the moon. The how do you translate the Galgal Yerech? It's
beneath the
movement of the moon.
Word I don't even know.
What's the word?
Celestial band.
Band. Celestial band of the moon. Because remember, there's a band, meaning like, think of a band around your wrist. There's a band around the world that it travels. You ever seen those computer graphics, old school? And they have like this circle going around the earth. And the moon goes that way and the sun's doing this much larger one. Thank God it's not so close. So there's a big, larger one. And there's these circles that they do. So it's cool here calling it a celestial band. All right? Makes sense. That's funny. Shout out to BRI for that translation. V'yareach muchana b'shem Eved. And the moon is from muchana, from the name of an Eved. Mavur Bazaar. I've never heard of this concept. Let's see what, let's go into this. It looks in very deep and interesting. Let's go. Hina Yaskil Avdi Da Sahara. So that's based on my servant is Daha Sahara. This is the moon. So here's Sihara. Sihara is Aramaic for moon. Yeah. Let's see what it says underneath. Shavanahi Bekinis Malchus. Mu'etis Lavana, the moon was made small. Like right now, it's very small right now. It's the beginning of the month. Misenis as Pagimus Kochasha Malchus Kedusha. And it was like hidden from the Malchus Kedusha. So if it's Koch, the Malchus of Sitcha Acher. And it gave extra Koch to what? To the Malchus of the other side. Dava ze yachid im chatav sha'odim. Shema'av mishabed etzar b'yisodis shaltena sha'malchus of Sitcha Acher to Umas Zos. So we have within us four foundational parts of our being. What are they? You know what the four foundations of creation are? Yeah, there's domem, inanimate objects, chaya, no, samech, sorry, which is plant life, some chaya, which is like animal life, and vedaber, that's human speaking. There's a fifth one that Kuzari says is nishmas Yisrael, but basically those are the four. And now in the concept of the negative, there's negative aspects to them. All of them, each one has a, because we're in Golas, we're in a state of fixing those four foundations that are not in the right way. So for example, we had all these different aspects. For Domem, it would be like a pit, a hole that a person could fall into. For Samech, it could be, I don't know, like thorns and bristles that can cut you up. And, God forbid, Chaya could be a wild animal, yeah? And Badaba could be a gangster. Yeah, these are things all in the wrong way in creation, being used in a negative way. So the whole thing of the Tzaddik, when you see the face of Tzaddik, Matana, and you give a charity to Tzaddik, he says, Rabbi Nachman, then you give strength to the Malchus of Kedusha, as Mevakish and Malchus of Alas Shorosh, and then you elevate all these Arbi Yesodas, these four foundations of creation, to a good place. As we said in the pasuk, what's going to happen in the future? The light of the moon is going to become like the light of the sun. So the moon that seemingly is lessened and giving kar to the other side is suddenly going to become bright like the sun. When Mashiach comes, by the way, the moon will have the same kind of light as the sun does. So the night would be lit up. So there'll be no negative forces at night having control anymore, because everything would just be lit up in a kedusha way. Everything's going to elevate it. I mean, also most of Shemidas Acheris Zoka Adam Mebeis Avedim Tamid Midas Shabor Machnia Es Taivosav Ras. So the whole thing of being a base of Adim from the house of slavery, it's not just you're enslaved to Paro or whatever. You're enslaved to your Taivas, to your desires. Who doesn't have that struggle within them? And comes Mashiach, comes the Tzaddik, comes this time of Geula, and you get freedom finally from all these voices inside you. I need to eat, I need to drink, I need this, I need that. And that's true freedom when you're finally no longer enslaved to your innate desires that initiate, that come from these bad, these dalit yesodas, these not good foundations of creation. So we're constantly in conflict with that. It will be like a happy days when we get true freedom. And Tzaddikim have that, by the way. We're learning Tanya right now. They get to a level where the Ra becomes so miyut, some so small in Naim, or they even remove it completely. They don't have any bad midas inside of them. There's such people. They're called Bnei Aliyah, Tzaddikim. You meet Tzaddikim, it's hard to know if their mamish removed it in Lagamre, but you meet Tzaddikim, you feel a different level of connection to a human being. Like my daughter this week, she went to the Tom the Rebbe, and she just got chizuk from just being by a tzaddik. You know, his care, his concern, his mesiras nefesh for Am Yisrael. It gives you like a chizuk, you know, to meet someone who in this generation is in the right way. Yeah. And like he said, for example, Purim, he said, what's the most important mitzvah everyone should be busy with? Not the big shlach manas and all the other things, the parties and all this and that. The most important thing you should be focused on is making sure you're doing tzedakah to the poor. That's what he said. He just said this last Erev Shabbos. Matanis Sivyonim. So that's the key mitzvah we need to be focused on, Purim. And in this case, he says, giving tzedakah to a tzaddik. V'yireach mukhana b'shem eved. And the moon is established in the name of the Eved. K'mavur b'zohar, hina yasko avdi das se'ira. This is what we just learned. The Zohar says, melamed shashem baruch, Hashem made the moon, b'toch ha'kavanah shi'yaya tamid, that it should always be lit up. B'oira ha'atzmi, k'midas ora shashem. Just so it has its own light. It doesn't need to get the light from the sun. Right now we always think the moon gets its light from the sun. What's going to happen ultimately? The moon's going to have its own light. Just like it says, ultimately, your wife, who's connected the moon, is going to also have her own light. We're seeing that more and more now. Women are getting stronger and stronger. Yeah? Men are getting... Never. The idea is that we're meant to both shine. Right now, men are meant to be the mashpia and light up the wife. But obviously, we're seeing a slight switcheroo. Yeah? So we're having to see, but last lover, we're both going to shine. It's going to be this ultimate light shining together. What happened? Why did it get miyut? Why was there miyut for the Levana? Why did it get made, the moon get made small? Because it wanted to also be ruling. That gaiva caused it to be made small. So if it didn't have that initial gaiva, it would have just been happy with shining with the sun together, then they wouldn't have needed to have that humiliation of being made small. That was to get rid of the gaiva, the pride. Pasuk Rosh Hashanah, and then what happened? Then the light of the Levana started to get less and less. So it becomes difficult, and it comes a time of difficulty. It's going to shine like it did in the beginning of creation. It's going to get back to its original pure reality, and then everyone's going to be able to bless Hatova Meitiv, because then you're going to see how everything came out Latova. Even the moon got back its original light. It's going to start shining again. And that would be a tikkun of Malchus and its shorish. Okay, it's very deep stuff. Okay, let's just finish off the Torah. I'm very excited to read the last line of this Torah. I've been learning this Torah for a while. Shout out to Zevi for all the weeks of learning and months of learning. I think we started learning in Chodesh Menachem Av and Elul. Perish Aide Sadik Olah Malchus Mina Sitra Achra. This is explaining the Sadik's able to draw out the kingship from the other side. It's Batlim Hamidus Ras, and he gets rid of all the bad character traits. Aidezer Odom Bo Lebechinus Olam Abba. Then a person can start entering into the state and the aspect of what? The world to come. Lebechinus Ba'ashem Halodava Be'elakim Halodava. And that's the level we're going to reach. We're going to be able to praise Hashem when it's judgment, when it's challenging, and we're going to praise Hashem when it's Rachamim. Yeah, it's the other way around. First, we're going to praise Hashem in Rachamim, B'Hashem, Halal Dava, and then we're going to be Elakim, when it's challenging, we're going to praise Hashem. So either way, we're going to praise Hashem in all times. That's going to be the tikkun of Malchus, the elevation of Malchus. That's going to be the aspect of the world to come, that we're going to be in a state of constantly just praising Hashem, no matter what. And we should, in that way, try aim for that now. Tzaddikim say we should try thank Hashem always, even when it's challenging, when it's good, when it's shepherding. We have to get to a level where we constantly train ourselves to thank Hashem. That's the praise Hashem. You know, the Pashto Yidden used to say Baruch Hashem no matter what. That's like the Baal Shem Tov was Mezgala once, and it's brought down from in the Chabad Sfarim, that the Yichudim, the unifications that the Pashto Yid, a simple Yid, could make just by saying Baruch Hashem, was as big a Yichudim than the biggest Mekubalim and holy rabbis. Just by a Pashto simple Yid saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem. No matter what, just constantly thanking Hashem. So we can all connect to that, you know, everyone before Mashiach comes. You have anything to say on all this? It's pretty deep.
All sounds good. Nothing to add on, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's very encouraging because it shows us that ultimately everything's going to be to a good place, and we're going to
be all right.
And we have to, the point is, tap into it now. One of the ways is by seeing Sadiqim who are living such ways. You go to a Sadiq, they're holding on this.
Did you hear there was like some 80-year-old, 80-something-year-old Rosh Hashiva who just had a baby?
His wife, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, who was that?
Not sure, I saw it. My friend told me.
His wife's like how old, 40 something?
I think like young 50s.
Wow, probably like a second marriage or something.
Yeah, second or third, but first child.
Yeah, that's happened before. That's amazing. I mean, look, if Al Pacino can do it, you know, he's like 90 or something. I don't know how old he is, but he had a child recently. Yeah, so I'm like young blonde or something, you know, one of those kind of. So he's still like getting around in that way. So Kol Shekein HaTzadik can do it, like Shem Shamayim, and Hashem will bless him with progeny, even though it's late in life.
My friend,
Avraham Avinu, you know?
My friend who's looking to have kids was like, Hashem, I guess I still have some time.
Yeah, that's good. And also, I just showed you that picture of my friend. Like, he's also I'm 44 now. I think he's coming up to that age as well.
Oh, he's not married anymore?
No, he is married.
Oh, he is.
And he had a child, thank God. So I was at one point when he got to 40 and he still wasn't married, I was getting a bit worried, you know?
Right.
But he found this beautiful 25-year-old, 26 now, 27.
He had to wait a while. She wasn't born yet.
No, it wasn't just that. He kept telling me, like, he has a munna, he has patience, when he finds it, he'll know. And he was right about that.
I'll tell my friend the story. It's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's a beautiful. I went to the wedding, it was beautiful. I haven't seen her so much of late, but my friend is genuinely happy, so. Yeah, and he's living, Baruch Hashem, a good life. Torah life, he learns, he davens. He has Yiddishkeit, thank God. He has chavrusa. He was staying in Dubai recently, like in probably one of those 7-8-star ones. You know, they have those crazy hotels over there, like the highest level. And he's sitting there learning every day in chavrusas online as part of his Seder Yom. So he's not just, you know, partying or enjoying the gashmis. He's elevating the place now.
Good.
He told me he went to Tovu in the sea there, you know.
Nice.
Like, imagine turning Dubai into a place of Torah. I mean, there's Chabad, there's Duchman family, they're there. There's a whole chevra there. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So, there's good things. The main thing I think we should just take out from this Torah is to really work on our munah shlema, to a complete munah that everything is good and everything will be good. And we have to really dig deep into ourselves and to recognize that it will be good, and to believe it and become it, and to say it and to talk about it and to daven on it, that we have a munna, that we mamin, that Hashem's going to bring everything to its tikkun, that all our challenges, all our midas, all the different parts of our being that are difficult are going to be elevated. So we're going to elevate all the aspects of creation, the domem, you know, the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine the whole Indian of the Mishkan right now, we're learning Mishkan, we're learning Parshas Pekudei, it's the climax of Sefer Shmos. We're in a state of the Vekas, the Shmona Esrei. We're in a state of, there's 18 times that Hashem commanded Moshe Kenegah the Shmona Esrei in this week's Parsha. The whole Parsha ends off like we're in a state of the Vekas in the Mishkan with the Kohen Gadol. And the Mishkan is elevating everything in creation. It's elevating the ground, it's elevating the plant life, it's elevating the animals, it's elevating the human aspects. Everything's serving Hashem. That's the epitome, and really every house. When we come to your home on Purim, we're going to, please God, we're going to have a Suda's Purim. Purim is, your table becomes like a Shulchan, becomes like a Mizbeach. We're offering up Korbanos to Hashem on Purim, is one of the holiest days of the year. We're elevating everything we're doing. Our money, you're giving out Stacha to Aniyim. Yeah, I'm also, Bez Hashem, we're going to be doing Shlach Manas, giving, connecting, more connection. We're going to have just read the Megillah. We're going to talk about the miracles Hashem does for us, like the Megillah's Esther, reveal in the hiddenness the Esther. She was also described somewhat like the moon Esther. Because the idea of bringing back the light to the Malchus, to the Tzedekus Esther, she's shining, Megillas Esther, we're revealing in the Hester, in the hiddenness, the light of Hashem. And that brings back the light, in no matter what stage of exile, we're bringing back the light, and getting ready for Olam Haba, for Mashiach, we're going to praise Hashem no matter what. And this is the kind of avodah, you know, we're finishing off Sefer Shmos, it's called Sefer Geula. We're entering a state of Geula. Vayikra is all about Korbanos. And Purim's going to be during Vayikra Sav. We're going to have Parshas Vayikra, the Shabbos, and mostly Shabbos are going to already be in Purim. So we're going to be already like in the Parshas of Korbanos and Avodas Hashem and the Mishkan, and the epitome of elevating every aspect of creation. That's what we do. So we have that. So just to get that encouragement that everything we're doing, and my wife is telling me how, praising your wife, how well organized she is. She has a WhatsApp group, and it's step by step, everything organized, what people bring, this, that, and it's my wife loves it. That works perfect for my wife. She loves Seder, and her favorite chag is Pesach, because there's so much Seder. It's, you have a Seder night, everything's very organized. Purim, she doesn't like too much, the balagan, but your wife makes even Seder on Purim. It's very organized. And this, you know, we're going to have to let go a little bit, ad liada, you know, us men. I might go run around a little bit, you know.
You can run wherever you like.
I might run around a little bit because, you know, that's part of the fun of Purim. That's sort of a little bit.
Unfortunately, I'm flying out of Israel at 12:45 that night.
Wow, so you can't get too.
Right?
But it's always good if you like really wiped that. Out and you can just go pass
sure,
out of the plane.
I'm sure I won't be the first guy to show up at the airport.
Mostly Purim, gone. Passed out.
You know what, it was that or 8 a.m. the next day.
Yeah,
and that
I think
seemed
it's
like
better.
More of a nightmare for me.
Yeah, but actually quite fun to come to the airport on a high.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pass out in the chair, you know.
Yeah.
Have a good schliff, a night schliff, and wake up in America.
Yeah.
A full day.
Right. Like, yeah, I'm saying that I'll, like, take it easy, but, like, how easy could you take it? You know, like,
nice. How long are you going for to America?
Like a week.
Okay, cool.
Hoping everything will be quiet enough that I could go.
So hopefully we'll get another learning in next week before you go. We'll learn something about Purim, I think. Likutei Maharan section of Purim. I'll just read one line from here. It says, Ayidei Simcha.
This is from the next part or no?
It's another Torah. I'm just jumping. It says, this is Torah Hei Sif Zain. Torah 5 in Likutei Maharan, part 7. He says, Ayidei Simcha. He's talking about the shofar here. And Rosh Hashanah, there's shofar. By the way, the Megillah is like a shofar. It's meant to wake us up. There's similar halachas in terms of carrying between a shofar and Megillah. So there's a connection. So Ayidei Simcha, Yachad Harem Yareinenu. Yeah, the mountains will sing together. Rina Loshin Tefillah. Kamosha Kosu, the Shmuel Arena. Harem Bechina Siddiqim. Ayidei Simcha Zalev, Yochel Nispala, Lahabish, Es Tefilosim Ba'amah. Shevinu ki nigzar adin zeh perish yachad, abushim tefilosim v'sipurim yachad. Right, let's get this, explain this a little bit. It's deep. The fru simcha salev, this time of year, Mishnah is adam marbim simcha. You're able to pray and clothe your tefillas, as it says, aydei simcha amitis, by true simcha in your hearts. This is segula tahavchin. In the tefillah is mufureshet, if it's clear and understood. When you're davening, you have to try and understand what you're doing. Yeah, when you're praying, to really have kavanah, to really think about what you're doing, and to really have clear tefillahs. Or shema yesh al bishamama sema tefillah yeshira the bitul gezera l'tchum amachshav b'vad. So how do you get rid of the gezeras? Through clear and simple dikat tefillahs, through being in a state of joy. And that gets rid of the gezar din, any judgment, God forbid. So, okay. And it says, by the stump speech of the Siddiqim, yeah, if you ever had it, we're going to have a Sadiq come now in a minute. That's who just brought these swarm. By hearing the speech of the Siddiqim.
Why is someone speaking tonight?
Yeah. And even if you meet a Sadiq.
When? Who's speaking tonight?
One of these rabbis, guest rabbis.
Between them tomorrow?
Yeah. I think Ellie
just
Stone,
so you know,
organized
I'm
it.
I'm probably going to have to bounce.
Yeah, you should, sure. But I'm just saying, that's who's coming now. So maybe you can just see him on the way out. But it was mentioned in the Shirt David chat. Today, we're Pinchas Zabichi. Of Jerusalem, all for that terrace paths. I have a copy of a sefer. It's all about Vodas Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful sefer. It's very good timing with Parshas Pekudei, Vodas of the Kohen God of Yom Kippur. But anyway, that's what his sefer is written about. So the idea that this is amazing, just to end off with this, the Siddiqim, their simple speech, when they talk about business, that's holy, holy, holy. That's the level of a Siddiq. Everything they're involved with becomes elevated. Yeah. כפי שלמדו חזר, אפילו שיח הסחולן, שתמיד איכון מסויך התמיד. So what you start, you learn out from Chazal, that even the weekday speech of a big rabbi, you can still learn from it, learn Torah from it, because it's, he never says whatever. Everything has purpose and meaning when he speaks. You have to be able, and he says, therefore we should enter into the parish of Rabbeinu for these pesukim. Kasha Adam is pala b'kol v'lat, filos adoma l'kol shofa, l'hamas d'aram. So when you daven slowly and properly, it's like a kol shofar. So we'll just end off the Megillah. When you can hear the Megillah, you have to realize it's like a kol shofar waking us up. Because we don't have Hallel on Purim. So what is the Hallel of Purim? The Hallel of Purim says the Slikim is the Megillah. Megillah says it's like a praise of Hashem, showing you how everything's Hashem. All the politics, everything going on with Trump and Biden, it's all Hashem. And the Slikim show us even your everyday speech is Hashem. You can learn out from it. If you tune into the devil of a Tam Chochem, they have ability to bring the Kedusha into everything. And that's the whole point of the Megillah, to bring everything, Kedusha into everything. Bring everything together towards Hashem. Shmizokha, man.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And we should keep elevating our everyday life. That's what Hashem wants.
Amen.
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 Amen.